Elissa Walker-Campbell with you on this Friday night at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, as we continue with our college football preview and provide the complete guide to week one of the season. Tonight, so far, we have hit on the Big 12, we have hit on the Big 10 conferences, but right now it is time to narrow our focus on the Mountain West and the University of New Mexico. We are so thrilled to have the Lobos head coach, Bob Davey, joining us. We sincerely appreciate the time, Coach. Thank you.
No, great to be with you, particularly because you lived a little bit out here in this part of the country.
Yes.
And I feel like I'm talking to a New Mexico girl right now.
That's right. The land of enchantment, no doubt about it. Familiar with that territory. So let's talk about this. The season opener is tomorrow night at home, a 6 o'clock kickoff against UTEP, a game that many are anxious to see how this is going to play out. I've already been doing the scouting report. I see this as two very similar teams. But my first thing I want to ask you about is, this is your third season with the Lobos. And I know, Bob, you have worked really hard to build a formidable foundation. What is your assessment of the direction that the program is headed? And I really think that you guys are starting to gain some traction.
I think so, but you know, if we do this interview a week from now, we'll both know a lot more. You know, one thing that I've learned through coaching and broadcasting is, you know, this is the time of the year where everybody is encouraged, and the reality is nobody knows for sure. You know, unless you're maybe at Florida State or Alabama or someplace like that. And even there, you know, if you talk to Jimbo Fisher or you talk to Nick Saban today, there is so much uncertainty. But isn't that the great thing about college football? It really is.
Yeah.
You know, you go out there without any preseason game like the NFL. You go out there without any scrimmages like the high schools. You just go out there and put the ball down, and it's 1/12 of your season. I do think we have made progress. I can just tell you this, how we function, how we look on the field. We've got 112 players now. Only 9 of those players we didn't bring in. And it's only our third year. You know, our third recruiting class just got here. So it's really kind of remarkable when you think about there's only 9 players that were here in the from the previous regime. You know, there probably should be 25 or close to 30 if you count fourth and fifth year players. But bottom line, simply, you know, to answer your question, I really think we do kind of have a foundation to move forward. We've got some good young players, but, you know, I just hope we can be good enough, fast enough, that other people see what I kind of see. You know, I'm tired of telling people about it. I want other people to actually witness it.
You are rebuilding this program. What do you think the biggest challenge has been for you?
Really pretty simple, was just the roster, you know, just the number of players left in the program. You know, but obviously there was a culture of having not won. You know, there was a culture of not much confidence, probably a culture of apathy around the community and around the campus towards football. All that I expected, and I knew I went into with my eyes wide open. You know, probably the shocking piece of it to me was just the lack of numbers in the program. You know, our first year we had the lowest number of scholarship players in the country, and as I said, there's only 9 players left, which would be our fourth and fifth year seniors. It just weren't many players, you know, so it was really kind of rebuilding from A to Z, just from a roster standpoint.
You're listening to the voice of Bob Davey, Lobos head football coach, right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. So, Bob, what is the key to accelerating that process, to getting a team, your players now, to embrace the culture and these very high expectations that you have for these young men?
I think they have to taste the success. You know, we've had, you know, bits and pieces of it. You know, you put it into context, you know, this program was 3-33. The 3 years before we arrived, and had been outscored by an average of 32 points a game over that 36-game span. So we've done some things. We just need to get a consistent taste of how good it is to win, and with that will come some confidence. And what will really accelerate it is how quickly can our young players, because we really do have some talented young players, how quickly can they become Mountain West Conference dependable, consistent players. But, you know, we have no excuse anymore. You know, quite honestly, I'm tired of talking about the past. I'm tired of talking about the uniqueness of the roster and the lack of numbers. We have enough guys now. We're young, but we have enough guys. And it's time to move forward.
You know, Bob, you talk about working with young players. I would assume that it's more than physical. As a head coach, you've got to get into their head, you've got to get into their heart, and you've got to build that level of trust with them.
It is that. It is that. You know, it's the connection. You know, you can have the greatest theory, you can have the greatest philosophy, the greatest X and O's, but you have to make a connection with kids. And that's something I feel our staff has done a really good job of. The trust level has risen because now they know what to expect. They know that it's a tough love, brutally honest kind of approach that in the end is the best thing they can do and the best thing they can have access to. You know, because, you know, something I've found since getting back into this game that's probably changed, you know, I get asked that question all the time in the last 10 to 15 years is just when players are confronted, you know, when it's really hard, they don't accept that quite the way they did 10 or 15 years ago. And you have to make sure you communicate. You have to make sure they understand why you're doing that and what they have to gain from that. But, you know, there's no question. I mean, making a connection with players has been and always will be the key.
Lobos head coach Bob Davey joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We absolutely love hearing from you. Join us at Twitter at E Radio Sports. And, you know, Bob, you have been in coaching for a very long time, and you know this. There are a number of twists and turns that take place throughout the course of a season, a number of ups and downs. And I have to ask you as a coach, when you go through this rebuilding process, how do you stay positive when you're facing adversity and when you have to face difficult situations? Because even at the start of the season, I mean, going into camp, I mean, you had to suspend a couple of players.
It's experience. You know, I think as a young coach, and I know this from experience, when you get that first head coaching job, you have worked so hard to get it. And all you care about at that point is, listen, I don't want to screw this up. I want to win. I have to win. I have to win. And if not, I won't get another opportunity, or I don't have enough confidence that people think I'm a great coach. I think when you do this when you're a little bit older, you understand the process a little bit better. And this sounds funny, but you can almost try to win too fast. Maybe it's a little bit of lack of confidence. I don't know. To me, it's about doing it the right way, really embracing the process. And my experience of going around the country with ESPN, you know, I saw there's a lot of really good coaches out there, a lot of good coaches. And some of them win, and some of them don't win. So I don't panic now. You know, I understand what this process is. I understand you need some good fortune. I understand you need some good players. And I have tremendous confidence in myself, where maybe a little bit earlier in your career as a coach, you know, you just try to win too fast, and everything's about the wins and losses. Where I kind of see the big picture in all this, and I know if I get the time here, which I think I will, eventually we will be as good as we can be, and I'll be comfortable with that.
Lobo head coach Bob Davey is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are up against the clock. We got to step aside for a commercial break, and we will be right back.